I'm Rona Tarrant. Authorities say at least 14 people, including children, have been killed after tornadoes struck Lee County in Alabama. Sheriff Jay Jones said that some people pulled from the rubble had been hospitalized with serious injuries. The National Weather Service said it would send three survey teams to assess the damage, while all schools in Lee County remain closed today. Officials warned there could be more extreme weather to come. The Bishops' Conference and major religious superiors in Switzerland have adopted new guidelines around child abuse, which include mandatory reporting of all allegations to police. The bishops announced the move days after the Vatican Summit on Child Protection and Clerical Sexual Abuse. The Swiss bishops also mandated that all dioceses adopt measures including appointing a child protection officer and extending safeguarding training and background checks to all who work for Catholic organisations. The Department of Homeland Security has filed notice that it's extending temporary protection status for foreign nationals from El Salvador, Nicaragua, Haiti and Sudan until January 2020. The notice said the extension came in response to a preliminary injunction issued by the US District Court for the Northern District of California in a lawsuit challenging plans to end the special status. Catholic groups have welcomed the announcement, but called for a long-term solution to help those under temporary protection. Catholic bishops in India and Pakistan are appealing for peace following armed exchanges between the two neighbours. Tensions between the two countries have been rising since a suicide car bomb attack by a Pakistan-based Islamist militant group in February killed at least 40 Indian paramilitary police. Bishops from both countries appealed for peace talks to resume and called for dialogue to resolve the issues. Venezuela's self-proclaimed interim president Juan Guaido has called for mass protests today as he announced his return to the country. Guaido, who's been recognised by over 50 countries, has called on President Nicolas Maduro to resign, but Maduro insists he's the legitimate president and is backed by China, Russia and Cuba. Pope Francis has appealed for a peaceful solution to the situation that respects human rights and avoids bloodshed. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit dailycatholicnews.org.